Good morning, Tom Brady. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, great job stealing signals. You guys are good at that, man. That's what I heard.
I know. It's good to go out there and get a tough win at home. I said after the game, they're a very, very talented team. They had 10 Pro Bowlers last year, basically the same team. So it was a battle. It went four quarters, and we just made a few more plays than they did.
Tom, you are the only 6-1 team in the National Football League. Are you the best team in the National Football League?
Well, I think we've won in different ways. I think that's what I'm probably happy about. We've been down in the fourth quarter. We've protected leads. We've won on the road. You know, we won on a Monday night game in Miami, which has always been tough to do. So there's such a long way from where we need to be, though. I will say that. I mean, I don't think anybody on our team goes in there and thinks we've got all the answers. There's certainly things we need to improve on and get better at. And, you know, our offensive performance in the first half, again, wasn't very good. And we played much better in the second half. But we've got plenty of football left and plenty of ways to get better as a team.
Tom, before we get into the specifics of some of the game situations, an overview question is as follows. The stark comparison between Belichick's Patriot way of doing things and the drama and the turmoil and the distraction that Favre and Childress and Randy provide were certainly on very easily seen display yesterday. I know you're not going to criticize the other team, but what is the benefit to your team when Vanilla Bill lets nothing distract you from the matter at hand, preparation and execution on Sunday?
Well, I mean, I mean, they have a heck of a team. They were in the AFC or NFC Championship game last year. It was one play away from being in the Super Bowl. So, you know, I wouldn't say they don't know how to do it or they don't know how to win. We just do things differently. So, and that's just every coach has his own style. Our coach, you know, we know his style. You guys know his style. Mm. How he is with the media is, to a certain degree, the way he is with the players. He's never too up. He's never too down. He never really lets anything get in the way of what we're trying to accomplish. And there's a lot to be said for that. So I'd like to think we have a pretty tough, smart team, and that's what he's been trying to build. And, I think a lot of guys have taken his coaching, and I think that's been a very fun part of this season for the players, that what he comes in and says is usually the way it plays out in the game. And there's no better coaching a player could have than a coach who goes in there on Wednesday and tells you the way the game's going to go, and that's how it happens on Sunday. So once again, there's so much football left. We're not even at the halfway point, so I think everybody's just, I wish we could just keep, these weeks are really starting to fly by, but it'll be fun to get back out there after a good week of practice and go try to win another one on the road.
Tom, on the touchdown to Tate, you did a great job of moving around in the pocket, avoiding the rush. Did you see him wide open, or did you just know where he would be and know he would be open when you released the ball?
Well, just as I turned, he turned. And then so that's why I turned quickly and just laid it up there. So I looked at Wes, and Wes took off running, and I didn't have him. So then I looked over to Brandon. Brandon was standing there. I saw the cornerback start to kind of move forward on him, and I rolled. And then Brandon, just as I started to wheel, Brandon wheeled, and I knew we had him. So he made a hell of a play. I mean, that's stuff you can't coach. That's just all instincts right there from Brandon. And he's got those instincts, and once he's in the open field with the ball, he's very dangerous. His speed, his ability to change direction like he did on the safety there on about the 30-yard line was a huge play for us. So that really got us going in the second half.
I thought the safety might get, wheeled off the field just from having his spine twisted by Tate when he made that move. Hey, do you miss Moss at all? I know you had a nice conversation. He sure misses you. Do you miss him?
Yeah, I certainly do. He's a very unique player, a very good friend of mine. So we've shared a lot of very personal conversations together about things that are happening in our life. And, And, you know, that doesn't go away once, you know, he's on another team. So, you know, I always am rooting for him, hoping he does really well. And, you know, it just happened this year that he moved on. So it's just the way this league works now.
Tom, he said he misses New England. It was almost obvious that he regrets talking his way or however it is he managed to get out of town. Is that a common thing with guys who leave this team? They don't understand what they have with Belichick and you and this system and the Patriot way of doing things until they go somewhere else by comparison?
Well, I mean, I think there's if you love playing football and you love competing, you know, you love playing for the New England Patriots. So I don't know what it's like in other places. I've never been to other places. I just know how much I enjoy it, and that's because when we show up to work every day, it's all about football. And it has nothing to do with trying to say the right thing to the media, or it has nothing to do with, you know, talk is very cheap. It's about going out and earning it. And I think that's what the guys really appreciate being on the team, that you're going to have an opportunity, and when you get your opportunity, you better be ready to take advantage. And I was a great example of that, in that, you know, I was a sixth-round pick, And Drew had been an incredible player here, and coach makes tough decisions. So it's just, I think if you're on the roster, you know that at some point you've got to be ready to contribute.
Go ahead.
And I think that's what everyone enjoys.
Tom, talking about your time and protection in the pocket yesterday, there seemed to be a handful of plays where you had very, very little of it, and then another handful of plays where you went through, you know, six progressions each different way you could possibly go and had all the time in the world. Why that comparison to no time in four or five plays to all tons of time in the world on another four or five?
Well, that's a great defensive front we're facing. I mean, Jared Allen and Ray Edwards, the inside guys, Kevin Williams and Pat Williams, that's as good a front four as you face. So they're going to make their plays. I think the important thing is when they do make them, to not make a bad play worse, just to get out of the pocket, throw the ball away, go back and try to do it better on the next down. But and then when we do get our opportunities, we take advantage of them. So you're right. The times where you do get some time, you got to find an open guy. And the times where you don't have time, you got to cut your losses, and you can't try to run around those times and strip sack, fumble, or force the ball into coverage. And we did a great job of that as a unit yesterday offensively, I think, to play pretty complementary with what each other was doing.
It appeared that Matt Light was one-on-one with Jaren Allen much of the time. In fact, they moved him at one point to the other side because he couldn't get past Light. Did you have some concerns coming into the game that you might have to double Jared Allen or do something different because of who he is, even though he's having a bad year?
Well, I wouldn't say he's having a bad year. I think sometimes when you're ahead in games, stats are, you know, you make stats whatever you want them to be. When you're losing in a game, offensively, for example, you know, a quarterback's going to throw a lot more. He's typically going to take riskier throws, you know, so you may have more yards. You'll probably have more interceptions. That's just the way it is. If you're behind in games a lot, you know, like the Vikings have been this year, you know, where teams can still run it
right, and
still throw it, and you're not going to have the opportunity. So believe me, he's still a great pass rusher. You know, just because he doesn't have all the sacks in the world doesn't mean he's not a great passer.
So you'd agree with me. I picked Matt Light as player of the game. John's going with
Benny.
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. You got to pick one, Tom.
I take the O-line.
The whole O-line.
The whole O-line. I thought they all played great. They stood up to those guys. Some real critical running situations that we had, that third and two at the end of the game on the goal line was a huge play. It was just a great offensive performance by those guys, that whole group. And they continue to show what they're all about. You know, they're a group of tough guys that work their butt off. So, and I love Benny. Benny did a hell. That was one of Benny's best days rushing. So he ran terrific.
He outgained Adrian Peterson, the Say No More. Two questions I have, Tom, about the direct snap touchdown to Woody in the second quarter. Number one, you called a timeout just before that play. Did you see something that wasn't matching that play, or was that a different play when you came back to run it?
Uh, I really don't want to answer that. but I didn't. Basically, the play before, I didn't like what I saw.
Okay.
I figured we needed a touchdown there. Let's get to one. Let's rethink it and try to get to one that we really like.
All right, now let's talk about your acting skills. On that particular play, you do two things. You leap up in the air as if the snap is high, and then you put both hands on your helmet as if to say, I don't know, what is the hands to the helmet thing? Like, oh, my God, it's a fumble? Like, to fake them out that you're really pissed that the ball is loose? Is that it?
No. I don't know why I do that. Hoyer pointed out that to me that last time we ran it. And I think I just get my arms up and then lay them on my helmet. I don't know why I do that. It's probably subconscious. I'm not sure.
Did you ever consider wearing one of those old-fashioned chin straps, and do you think that they're that much more comfortable? Why doesn't Favre have one like most guys with the padding?
Yeah, he's always worn that one. And there's some other chin straps that kind of cup your chin that are plastic. I wear one that's leather. That just kind of fits pretty snug. I mean, those hits come. I mean, it's like
right.
You can't avoid those. I mean, you may crack the plastic on the chin strap if he was wearing a plastic one. His was leather with maybe it was rubber with a little felt on his chin. But he's got an old school one. I mean, that's just what he's comfortable with, and it's never happened to him before in all the years he's been playing. So it was a good hit on him. I mean, those things happen in the game, and. I'm glad it wasn't, more severe. That looked pretty nasty from my view.
Hey, Tom, can you comment on the two sneaks in the fourth quarter before Benny's touchdown? Were you trying to score there? Because it kind of looked, with all due respect, kind of half-assed.
Yeah. No, we weren't trying to score.
Just eating up the clock.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very interesting situational football play. Where they have basically no timeouts and you can run another minute and 20 off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then on third down, obviously you're trying to score. So, I thought it was great that it worked like that. We did it against Buffalo in 08 at home too. I wasn't playing. Matt was a quarterback.
Yep.
That was the last time we did that situation and guys executed it great.
Speaking of situational football at the goal line, the other goal line, I know when your defense stops them at the end of the first half from scoring, the defense gets all jacked up. What about the quarterback and the offense on the sideline watching that?
Yeah, that was incredible, man. I tell you, this defense continues to improve. They continue to they've got so many young players. The play that McCourty made on an interception yesterday was incredible. Gerard Mayo is really stepping up as a leader of that defense. Vince is playing great. Ron Brace made that play on the goal line, just knocked the crap out of I don't know if it was a guard or the tackle that was over him into the backfield and stopped Peterson. So I was fired up, man. That's a huge swing in the game, huge swing, 7-point swing. They choose not to kick the field goal, and then they get a fourth down later in the game. They decide to punt.
Right.
That all leads into it.
Yeah.
If we get stopped on fourth and goal, Coach Belichick's going to think long and hard about the next time he gets a fourth down. So if they get it, then they feel confident they can get the next one too. So sometimes you discourage them on another fourth down. I think that was just incredible by our defense to be able to come up with that stop.
I was going to say 6 minutes left in the third, fourth and a half a yard, and they punt.
Yep.
They would not have punted there if Peterson had got the touchdown earlier. And I know you guys would not have punted there. It must be fun just to know that you're on a team that has some balls in these situations.
Sure.
Isn't timid. I mean, I think Childress, for a number of reasons, was timid at that point, and Belichick is never timid.
No, I mean, we went for it on fourth down last week, at the end of the game. Was that last week?
Yeah.
At fourth down. So we're trying to make it happen. And I think he's got confidence that we can do it. And I think we've tried to prove to him that we can do it. And every day in practice, we try to prove to him that we can do it. And he puts us in situations in practice with as much pressure as you can put on us in practice to execute those plays.
All right, it's over with. It's done. You can tell us now. Did the signal-stealing comments from Childress, did they make the board? Did they make the pregame speeches? Did you discuss it in the locker room?
No, we didn't even talk about it, to tell you the truth. I mean, half the team wasn't even there. More than half the team, three-quarters of the team wasn't even here when all that went down. So that didn't bother us at all.
Tom, I guess it's an exercise in futility to try to nominate any other play for best play that's not a touchdown other than the 3rd and 12 with 4:02 left in the fourth quarter when you hit Woodhead for a 17-yard first down and Asher Allen is the miss. That'd pretty much be it, wouldn't it?
That was a big play. That was huge. That was it was awesome. There's three huge third down conversions on that drive. The one to Wes, the one to Woody there. 3rd and 12 and the end of the game we pick it up.
Right.
That was pretty good. And then the one on the goal line, the 3rd and 2. So three huge plays that we made, and none of them were bigger than the one that Woody had.
Do you believe in the concept of a trap game? And if the answer to that is yes, is Cleveland a possible trap game on Sunday?
I don't, not with us. Maybe other teams. I think some teams maybe feel, well, you know, this should be an easy game, or we've been around too long. Our coach has been around too long. I've been around too long. I mean, there's as much pressure on our team this week as there is every week, and sometimes coach, you know, he ramps it up. So this team beat the Saints 2 weeks ago, or last week. They had a bye this week. You know, we played at Eric Mangini coach teams before,
right.
Rob Ryan coach defenses, and they're damn good. So there's no way we overlook anything like this. And playing on the road in Cleveland, they always play pretty well at home. So we got our work cut out for us. I don't believe that would ever play into one of our games.
Hey, Randy Moss said that he had some knowledge about the Patriots, obviously, and he was willing to help his team's defense, but he implied that no one was listening, no one cared. What do you do when somebody played on that team that you're playing and they say, hey, do you sit down, pick their brain? Is there an official process where you kind of run down, you know, a dozen questions for someone like a Woodhead, or even more important, I guess, would be someone on the defense?
Well, you know, you'd love to think that you could get some information, or you know, Randy could give them information. It's so hard. I mean, we do so many things differently every week. For example, I mean, if Randy says, okay, this hand signal, you know, when he puts up, you know, one finger, you know, a guy runs a slant, you know. So, you know, then I just say in the huddle, all right, guys, this is what we're going to do. You know, Deion, I'm going to look out at you. I'm going to give you one finger, run a slant, go. You know, so the corner's out there thinking, man, Randy told me, you know, one finger is a slant. I'm going to jump this slant. And then you run a slant, go. You know, so and we're smart enough to know that. And if you do that once in the game, you know, no matter, I think that really, you know, the defensive guys on the other side of the ball may say, well, you know, all this stuff's BS. We're not listening to any of that stuff anymore. So, you know, it's just there's so little, I think, that someone like Randy could help that other team out on a particular week. You know, watching film, he could call the plays out. Yeah, this is what this play is, or this is what this play is. But we change our plays, we change our calls, and that's just the way it is.
Apparently Randy forgot to tell them that when Tom puts both hands on his helmets like he's amazed,
yeah,
that's a direct snap to the running
fake.
Back.
It's a fake. Hey, do you like the old Pat Patriot helmets? If you had your choice, they said this week, it's up to you, Tom. You want the Flying Elvis or the Pat Patriot? Which do you pick?
We've had so much success with the Flying Elvis, I'd hate to give that one up. But I tell you, for two games a year, the Pat Patriot helmet's pretty sweet. I get all the old-timers, Pete Brock and Steve Grogan and Nelly. I'm sure those guys are all pretty excited. John Hanna, that we're wearing those old helmets.
Are those brand new separate helmets, or they just changed the decal?
They're brand new.
Brand new. All right.
You get to keep them? I mean, you have what happens with them? They just put them in a closet and wait for the next time you wear them, or do they auction them off?
Yeah, no. The last time I wore that helmet, well, I wore it last year, and I think I wore it in 02 as well. When we played 02. We played in Detroit on Thanksgiving. I think that was 02. Anyway, that was, you know, they just keep in the back. Don Brosh, our equipment guy, has more stuff. You know, we wear Reebok stuff now. Before that, Adidas was the licensee. And then before that, who was before Adidas? Well, anyway, Brocher still gives out, you know, sweatsuits from Adidas, you know, from 10 years ago, because he hoards it all in the back.
Speaking of the back, am I hearing a candy high in the background from trick-or-treating?
No, there's Slinkies. There's, you know, Benny's got a cracker he's eating. So, yeah, it's 6:30 a.m. It's madness.
I leave you with this. You didn't see this because obviously you weren't watching the network telecast, but the Fox Network graphic photo of you is with the summer buzz cut. And I said, "Oh, did he get his hair cut? Because it looked like your little brother on the telecast yesterday, Tom."
I know it grows fast, man. I tell you, it grows fast. This is I need this this long hair now. This weather's getting chilly.
So
I thought it was Clay Matthews when I looked quick.
So Peeny's not taking this off anytime soon.
No, he's not. He's not. He's on sabbatical right now.
All right.
You know, it's legal to pull a guy down by his hair. We learned that when they did it to Ricky Williams. So they could rip you down if they could get to you.
I think they changed that rule.
They changed that rule so you can't pull hair?
Oh, you're safe now.
Pull hair like Palomalu, you can't touch his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're safe. Good.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Good luck against Cleveland.
All right, take care. Bye.
Tom Brady with Dennis and Callahan.